Let's talk about turning small items into big profits. Really enjoyed working on this episode, this story. Welcome to Side Hustle School, I should say first. My name's Chris Guillebeau. And in this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to hear from a woman who turns her passion for designing pins and stickers into a profitable business. She's doing so well, she now earns $60,000 a year part-time. And this is no small challenge because pins and stickers are pretty cheap. Now she's going to talk about how she specifically overcame this challenge. I think this is very helpful advice or a helpful strategy that lots of people can use if you're selling items that don't cost a lot. Well, basically what you want to do is sell more of those items, but how do you do it? Let's talk about it. Let's see here. Last week, we heard from a seller of productivity guides. He has evolved his business over the years, now earns over $100,000 a year. As noted today, today's featured case study is earning $60,000 a year part-time. Seems pretty good to me. I like that. So let's hear the details from Jamie. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap-up.
Hey, I'm Jamie. When I first started my business selling pins and stickers, I had no idea it would grow into what it is today. Back then, I was just excited to share my designs with the world. Now, a few years later, my business has evolved significantly. Here's how I increased my average order size and built a part-time business that brings in $60,000 a year. Initially, I started selling my creations on Etsy and eBay. The response was positive, and I quickly built a small customer base. However, one of the biggest challenges I faced was the low price point of my products. Pins and stickers are usually just a couple dollars each, and I needed to find a way to increase my average order size to make my business more sustainable. To tackle this challenge, I introduced combo packs. I bundled several pins and stickers together into themed sets, offering them at a slight discount compared to buying each item individually. This approach not only increased the value of each order, but also encouraged customers to buy more at once. For example, I created a Nature Lovers pack that included 3 nature-themed pins and 5 matching stickers. By pricing the pack at $25, I provided a good deal for my customers while significantly increasing the average order size. The combo packs quickly became my best-selling item, and I noticed a steady rise in my sales. Next, I introduced upsells to further boost my order size. When customers added an item to their cart, they received a suggestion to add a related product at a discounted price. For instance, if somebody added a cat-themed pin to their cart, they'd see a recommendation to add a matching sticker pack for an extra $5. This strategy worked wonders. Customers appreciated the personalized suggestions and often took advantage of the discounts. The average order size started to climb, with many orders reaching $50 or more and sometimes even $100. To keep my offerings fresh and exciting, I regularly introduced new designs in limited edition packs. Seasonal collections, such as holiday-themed sets, and special editions for events like Pride Month, helped maintain interest to drive repeat sales. I also tried offering custom designs, allowing customers to commission unique pins and stickers for special occasions. I used Instagram and TikTok to showcase my designs, share behind-the-scenes looks at my creative process, and engage with my followers. Running giveaways and collaborating with other artists helped increase my visibility and attract new customers. I also built an email list to keep my customers informed about new releases, special promotions, and exclusive deals. Personalized emails with product recommendations based on past purchases encouraged repeat business and further increased order sizes. With these strategies in place, I now bring in $60,000 a year working part-time, which is a significant achievement for a business based on low-cost items like pins and stickers. More than anything else, the key to my success has been finding creative ways to increase the value of each order. I've learned that creativity and strategic thinking can transform small items into big profits. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing another update whenever the time comes.
Awesome. Thanks so much to Jamie for sharing those updates with us. I really encourage listeners to think about how they can develop upsells and bundles, cross sells, just like Jamie has done. If you are in the e-commerce world, especially if you're selling items that are pretty affordable, or even if you're not really, cross sells, upsells, and bundling can take you a long, long way. Lots of people are always focused on how can I get more customers? How can I get more customers? And what if you had the same number of customers, but you sold more to those customers? Well, you'd be making a lot more money. And it might be easier, in fact, than going out to acquire all new customers. Very helpful strategy. I hope it's helpful to some listeners out there. Let me know. Let me know what we can do to serve you better. We've got much more coming up. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Some resources, notes there for every episode, and much more is on the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.